This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Emily Connolly, an editor at Audiophile, is with me for the whole week. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
How's spring up in Maine?
Oh, it feels like it's finally here, which is so exciting.
Congratulations. Yeah. So how are you starting us off this week?
Well, I'm starting us off with what might be one of my new favorite books. I had so much fun listening to it. It's called Greta and Walden. And it's written by Rebecca K. Riley, and it's narrated by five different narrators, but mostly by Natalie Barron and Jackson Bliss.
It has gotten great, great reviews in the New York Times.
I understand why. It's just so sweet and so funny. I definitely had parts where I had to pause because I was laughing. It's about this really lovely and chaotic family in New Zealand of Maori and Russian people living together. The two main characters, Greta and Walden, are brother and sister, and they're also roommates. And so it's mostly about them and their various relationships that they fall in and out of and just who they are.
Now, tell me about the narration. Now, you said it's Natalie Barron and Jackson Bliss, but then there are other narrators. How do they function?
Yes. So at the very end, a sort of almost like a epilogue, we hear from a couple other characters who we know throughout the book. Ailey Beaton, Nico Evers-Swindell, and Gary Furlong come in for just a chapter each. So that's kind of fun hearing those different voices for those different characters at the very end.
And tell me a little bit more about the premise that's going on here.
Sure. So we get to hear from Greta, performed by Natalie. She's in her mid-20s. She's working on a postgrad degree in Russian literature at school. And she's got all these different relationship messes that she's in. She's trying to rethink her life. She has a big crush on a colleague, finds out that colleague has a girlfriend, she throws her into a tailspin, and she's hilarious. I think Natalie did a great job narrating her voice. She's very perky and wry and very great New Zealand accent that she has. And she just feels like somebody I'd want to hang out with and be friends with.
And Natalie also narrated A Life Worth Keeping, which I listened to recently, and I really like her.
Oh, fun. Yeah, this is my first time hearing most of these narrators, and I thought so many great accents all around, and I really liked Natalie's voice. And then Walden, her brother, is narrated by Jackson Bliss. He's an older brother. He has this very deep voice, another lovely accent. And Walden goes over quite the journey over the course of the story. He starts out, we find out that he's had a bad breakup with a boyfriend who's moved out of the country. And so he's sort of reeling from that throughout a lot of the book and finding his footing again. He also has OCD, and we hear about that. Actually, in the sound clip, we could hear from Jackson's narration of Walden's point of view to give us a little bit of insight into that character.
Okay, let's listen. This is Greta and Walden by Rebecca K. Riley, and here comes Jackson Bliss.
I don't let myself consider going back inside as I leave the apartment building. I have to follow through with everything I plan to do. If I don't, I'll feel as if I've upset the natural order of things. Sometimes when I think things aren't going quite as I would like them to, I burst into tears or throw up. It's so bad. It's so embarrassing. I can't handle people canceling plans with me. This happens, of course. Plans change all the time. I wish I could be chill about things like that. I wish I could receive a message about not wanting to go and see the new remake of Pet Sematary because it's actually supposed to be really bad. But I can't. I just say that I don't mind, but I do. And I go down to Event Cinemas Queen Street by myself because if I don't, I'll throw up in my just-cleaned bathroom sink.
my God, it's so funny.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
I want more. I want more.
They're all so funny. And their family, too, is just ridiculous. Their father is a professor at the same university where Greta is and where Walden used to work. And their mother's a character. They've got uncles and all these other family members around, an older brother. And everybody, you know, there's a scene where they're all having dinner together. It was so funny. So I think if you're looking for something that, you know, it doesn't shy away from some heavier things, but certainly will make you laugh a lot and explores lots of different relationships between family members and them taking care of each other and lots of different queer relationships in New Zealand, I think this is definitely a great one to take a listen to.
And that perfect book is Greta and Walden by Rebecca K. Riley. It's read by Natalie Barron, Jackson Bliss, with Aleed Beaton, Nico Everswindell, and Gary Furlong. Well, you're off to a big start.
Yes, I've got more books to talk about this week.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing them. Thank you, Emily. Behind the Mic is brought to you by Thomas Nelson, publisher of your next rom-com obsession, How to Plot a Payback, available everywhere you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.